This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you for joining me. Good morning. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. It was back in 1997. The British rock group Chumbawamba, I think that's how you say it, Chumbawamba, they came out with a hit song, Tub Thumping, became an international hit. The lyrics are questionable, not my style of music, but it was a very popular song. The words were interesting, and what was proclaimed very clearly was one simple phrase in this song. Everyone seemed to know it. And the words were, I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never going to keep me down. Now, there's something about those words, I think, that resonate with most people. I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never going to keep me down. It reminds me of Mike Tyson, who famously said, everyone has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. If you live long enough, you'll be punched in the mouth, perhaps not physically, but you'll cop it somehow. Sometimes you'll see the blow coming, sometimes you don't. So these sort of things come out of nowhere. How do you react to bad news? How is it that some people can get up and continue and others give up? One word, and I think, and that's what I want to talk about today, that's resilience. It's a word we don't use very much. Some don't even know what it means, but it is fascinating. And the studies in resiliency are actually quite revealing. And the research focus has shown that children born into high-risk situations, you know, like poverty and abuse and crime, and the findings show that 50%, and often as high as 70% of these young people develop an ability to cope with stress and to lead successful lives. Now, how come? They quickly learn some very valuable lessons early in life, techniques to help them to adapt, to keep going. But deep down, most of us, I think, have probably failed to be resilient. Are you? Would you say you're a resilient person? There are changes. There are things that happen to us, job changes. And every positive event, of course, places some stress on us. Just think about it. When you or one of your children get married, or think about the first baby, the first newborn baby that came home. You had to learn very quickly how to be a good parent. Or think about the time you started high school, your first day at work. You had to learn the ability to cope with new situations. And I think that you did become resilient. And I think about this, having the ability to move with life's changes. I think of that well-known saying about trees bending with the wind. It's a familiar proverb from the Mandarin Chinese, and it teaches that the tree that does not bend with the wind will be broken by the wind. So think about that. Flexibility, patience. But there's an even more valuable lesson. I think the Apostle Paul from the New Testament times discovered this when he wrote to his church congregation. We are cracked and chipped, he said, from our afflictions, but we're not crushed. We're bewildered, but we don't give in to despair. We're persecuted, but we've not been abandoned. We've been knocked down, but we're not destroyed. We always carry around in our bodies the reality, he said, of the brutal death and suffering of Jesus. As a result, his resurrection life rises and reveals its power in our bodies as well. That's words from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8 and 10. Paul was not just talking about some inner strength or self-confidence. It's resilience in the Christian sense. Knowing that Jesus Christ is alive in our hearts. He gives us the courage to face even bad news. So Paul knew it. Even if he were killed for his faith, if he was a martyr, he would still be able to rejoice in heaven, that life would not end. It was Albert Einstein who said, in the middle of difficulty lies opportunity. And those who are resilient and trust in God's providence find those opportunities. Because none of us are exempt from pain or surprise or stress. The storms of life, tragedy, assaults on our faith, or just plain difficulty. Jesus is able to help us because his words and his presence help to build an important base for our lives. Heavenly Father, sometimes we worry about whether we're going to cope, but when all is done, Lord, give me the courage. Help me to put things right. Help me to trust in you. Help me to be a resilient person today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.